So should you wear tzitzis when you sleep? Can you, is it permitted to wear tzitzis when you sleep? You want to do a show of hands? Does anyone want to admit that they do wear tzitzis when they sleep? One. Not on purpose. I hear that. Good answer, good answer, good answer. So not on purpose. In a general matter, is when you go to sleep, do you put on tzitzis? So Shulchan Aruch says that Laila lav zman tzitzisu. Night is not zman tzitzis. Why? Because it says t'imit m'ri'isa moso. You can't see the tzitzis. It's re'isa moso. At night it's dark. Therefore, since you can't see the tzitzis, night is not the time of tzitzis. The question is, what does this mean? So Shulchan Aruch gives two examples from Rishonim, opposite opinions. Number one, the Rambam's opinion says, anything which is worn at night is pater from tzitzis. In other words, even if you wear a four-cornered garment, which is a day garment, if you wear it at night, it's pater from tzitzis. The Rush, on the other hand, says no. Only night clothes, in other words, pajamas, are pater from tzitzis. But even if you wear those pajamas during the day, you decide to go work in your rubber ducky pajamas, though, and it's four-cornered rubber ducky pajamas, then those pajamas, even though you're wearing it all day, are actually pater from tzitzis, because it comes out, as the Rama explains the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that you only therefore make a bracha on tzitzis, which have two checks. Number one, it's a beged, which is a day beged, and number two, you're wearing it during the day. So in other words, it needs to be, in order to make a bracha on your tzitzis, it needs to be a day beged, and it is the day right now. Fine. Another result, though, of the Shulchan Aruch, if you think about it, is that you fulfill no obligation at all if you wear a night beged with tzitzis, in other words, pajamas with tzitzis, at night. In other words, if you have a four-cornered night garment that you wear when you sleep, and you attach tzitzis to it, and it's at night, you fulfill nothing. Number one, because it's not a day beged. And number two, it's not during the day. So you have accomplished nothing if you wear tzitzis, which are designated for the night. In other words, a night beged tzitzis. And you wear it at night, you don't get either opinion. With that backdrop, I'll read you a Rama three simonim later. The Rama says, well, what happens if you fall asleep with your tzitzis? Happens all the time. You're supposed to make it into the shower or the bathroom to get into your pajamas, and on the way you conk out on your bed and you can't move. You just sleep with your tzitzis. You're so tired, I'm sure, from learning the whole night. You know, you're learning, you're plugging away, and now you're exhausted. Says the Rama, some write, don't sleep with tzitzis. It's a bizayun to the tzitzis. However, a few lines later, he says, however, the minhag is, you could be makel. So if you're on your way to the bathroom trying to get into your pajamas and you can't make it and you just collapse on your bed with your tzitzis, you have not given a degradation to the tzitzis. It's not degrading to the tzitzis. You can still, you're fine. Okay, what's missing from Rama is, well, are you supposed to wear tzitzis at night? To this, I'll read you one line of a Mishnah Berurah. Uvekisvei Arizal, in the Halakha Arizal, Kabbalistically, he writes, al pi asod, whatever that means, you know, depth of the Kabbalah, sheyesh lishkav balayla betalis katan. You should wear tzitzis when you sleep. The Piskei Tshuvas elaborates, if you look, he quotes all these tikkunim. It's a tikkun for being motzi zero vatol at night. It's a tikkun for sleeping when you shouldn't be sleeping. You should be up learning, and instead you're sleeping. So wearing tzitzis is like a tikkun for your neshama, whatever. Great. This comes out, sounds like you should wear tzitzis at night. Comes along a bomb problem. And all the achronim are puzzled by this. That, well, one second. If you have a designated beged, which is your tzitzis at night, in other words, you don't want to wear the same smelly tzitzis you're wearing during the day. At night it's going to be smelly. So you have hanging by your bed, you have your rubber ducky pajamas, and you have next to it your night tzitzis on it. I don't know, maybe they're a different color. I don't know, green tzitzis. Your night green tzitzis that you keep over there, and you put it on when you go to sleep. Fine. What's the problem? You put on that tzitzis. Is it nighttime? Yes. Is it a beggar designated for night? Yes. So what have you accomplished by wearing that? According to the Rosh and the Rambam that we said before, either opinion, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. So you're not getting any mitzvah. It's not a day beged. It's not during the day. You've accomplished nothing. Ask all the Achronim. Yeah. Okay, so hold on. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, because of this problem, it can't mean this. You know what it means? So you're jumping to answers number 3 and 4 already. Hold on 1 second. I'll get to you. A great point of you. 1 second. I'm going to back up. I'm building up slowly, though, for people not as fast as you over here. The simple answer you could have just said, which is what Rabbi Akiva Eger, nothing Rabbi Akiva Eger says is simple, but it sounds like from Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying, is therefore the beged that you're putting on at night is in fact not a separate tzitzis designated for the night. You're sleeping with your day beged tzitzis. So it's really a day beged. You're just sleeping with it at night, and that's how you're going to be yotze, because really it's a day beged. According to the Rosh, if you wear a day beged at night, you're chayiv in tzitzis. So you sleep with your day beged at night, everything is fine. What are you going to do the next morning when it smells? I don't know, tzar chiyin about that. And the Eish Lav Ram says as well, we're only talking about the day beged that you're wearing at night. The problem is that all these achronim, if you look at it, they say that many people have designate a night tzitzis based on the Ari. So how are we going to get out of this problem? You're not doing anything by wearing a night beged at night with tzitzis. So there's 4 answers. Answer number 1 says the Shulchan Atar, Tahar, he says, well, you know what you do? You take your night tzitzis and you wear it during the day once or twice. By wearing it during the day once or twice, he says, this way, I'll read it to you. He says, "V'albishenu l'p'amim b'yom gamkein." If you wear it once or twice during the day, sometimes you'll turn that night beged into a day beged. So you have your normal tzitzis that you wear during the day. Once or twice, you wear your night green. I made it up. Green tzitzis that you have at night. Your night fits with your clashes with your, I don't know, your rubber ducky pajamas. You put on your green night tzitzis once or twice during the day. You've turned it into a day beged. Now, when you wear it at night, you're at least you'll see the Rosh that all day begadim need tzitzis, even if you wear them at night. Answer number 1. Answer number 2 says the Chuvis van Hugus, based on the Sefer Pardes of Rashi, that says, what's the reason why you don't wear tzitzis at night? We said because it says re'isamo, so you have to see it. Let me ask you a question. Is it dark outside? Are you able to see now? Why? Because we have electricity. So we have lights, even we have fire. Says the Pardes from Sefer Pardes of Rashi, you're chayiv in tzitzis at night if there's a fire, a light that you can see with tzitzis. It's a huge chumrah. Comes out, according to that, when you sleep with your tzitzis and you have a nightlight on in your room and you keep the bathroom light on that you can see, hopefully you don't walk into your walls in your bedroom, you have some little light, whether it's a nightlight or the call light or something, or even if it's the lights from outside, the lamps from outside, you can still see something in your room. And therefore, since you can see something, maybe nowadays you're chayiv in tzitzis at night, and therefore it's like it's the day when you wear it at night. Answer number 2. Answer number 3, you could say, is that, what Tovia started to say, is that wear your night beged a little bit into the morning. You're not waking up at the crack of dawn, or maybe you are. Most likely, you wake up at 6:30. It's already after Alos HaShachar. You're waking up at 6:30. You're going to wear that night beged a little bit into the day every morning, and therefore it transforms into a partly a day beged, and it's chayiv in tzitzis. Problem is, the Truvis van Hugus says it's a little bit bogus. Just because you wear it for another half hour in the morning, it becomes a day beged? I don't think so. Says the Shevet Alevi, the best answer, which is I thought was crazy, but Tovia said it right away. So I don't know, maybe you give this credence to this wild Shevet Alevi. He says, you know what? When you wear that night tzitzis, you're accomplishing nothing. You fill the mitzvah of tzitzis? No way, Jose. It's night, and it's a night beged. You know what you're doing? You're getting yourself accustomed to wearing tzitzis. It was wild. He says, he says, it's enough if you just have a designated night tzitzis. You'll appreciate the beauty of your day tzitzis by wearing them at night as well. Wild, no? It's a wild pshat. So you're accomplishing absolutely nothing by wearing this night tzitzis, because it's not filling any mitzvah, but it's giving you, and then he says, Chadoshim u'bekarim rab emuna secha, which I think he means, like, you know, by doing this new concept, you increase the emuna. Pretty wild. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my next note. I wrote my next note, point four. If I had another 10 minutes, I would go on this, but I want to say at least one sentence on this. One sentence is, it's not so clear how to make the bracha, I wrote. I wrote, if you write tzitzis at night, then no bracha in the morning, because if you're keeping wearing those same tzitzis at night and going right into the morning, you ain't making a new bracha on that tzitzis. You would have to make it on the talis gadol that you're putting on if you're wearing a talis gadol, then you would have to. Otherwise, if you're switching tzitzis from night to day, it's not so clear that you make a new bracha. So you run into a lot of problems, which will get me to my final point in a second. Sorry, you had a question. Yeah. So that's a good question. If you sleep during the day, it sounds like, according to the Ramah, it's fine, b'diavad, if you wear it. You're not doing anything wrong by wearing it, although some would say it's a bizayon to the tzitzis. It's a good point. Practically speaking, what should you do? So not surprisingly, there's a huge machlokas practically what to do. I'll read you one or two final words. The Emek Tshuva writes, Im kein bevadei min anachon lizara lishkov im tavis katan. He was a satmar poisek. He writes, of course, you should wear tzitzis at night. That's the menachon preferable to do it. The Chazan Ish and the Stiper, on the other hand, did not wear tzitzis at night. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that he asked his uncle and his father why they don't wear tzitzis at night. And they responded like this. They said that Shayoshin tamid im tawis katin shalo balaila. If you sleep a lot with your night with the day tzitzis at night, yesh lachosh sheyebis. I can't read that word. Sheksus lailish katin mitzitzis. In other words, if you wear your day tzitzis at night, you think you're so frum. You're wearing your day tzitzis at night. You know what you do? You turn your day tzitzis into a night garment, which means you may not even fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis during the day. So you think you're so frum, and you end up messing yourself over during the day. Rav Chaim Kanievsky did not wear tzitzis at night, nor did the Stiper of Chaznish. They asked the Boyashev, the final word here, Im yesh rishim betzitzis balayla, k'day l'kayim mitzah say v'dasa, posking the begim yuchim v'yom chayiv apalayla. Should you wear tzitzis at night to be yotzei? The opinions that say that all day begadim need to wear it even at night. So wear your day begad at night as well. He says, t'yesh lasos kain, of course you should do this. K'day watzei tzofiyah poskim disrui kain, as long as it's a begad which is designated for the day. So the upshot is like this. If you're going to be so frum and wear tzitzis at night, the best thing to do is make sure you wear it in the day a couple of times at least, if not always during the day. It's better to keep on having a couple of pairs of tzitzis, wear it in the day, wear it in the night, wear it in the day and night, and then like wash it until your wife catches you that it smells. And once it catches that it smells, then you have to take a new one and wear one during the day and night. But this concept of having a designated night tzitzis seems like it may be problematic. They're definitely posting to rely upon to do it, but this sounds like, according to many posting, we should not have a designated night beged for tzitzis. Shkoyach.